Things got pretty brutal at the Senate inquiry into the supermarkets today. Greens Senator Nick McKim was on the attack, and he didn't hold back, laying into the outgoing Woolworths boss, Brad Banducci, over how the profits of supermarkets should be measured.
He repeatedly refused to answer my question on return on equity. I feel compelled to advise you that it is open to the Senate to hold a witness in contempt when they refuse to answer a legitimate question. Having said that, I ask you again, is your return on equity in the last financial year about 26%?
Senator, I've answered the question many times.
You have not answered the question, Mr. Banducci. Honestly, I'm not interested in your spin or your bullshit. This is a Senate inquiry.
Yeah, it was brutal. But how much of it was actually trying to get answers and how much was just trying to make headlines? Well, watching it all unfold and writing on the contest for the Financial Review Chanticleer is senior columnist James Thompson, who joins me now. James, welcome back to Money News.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
So the Greens have been promising a ding-dong battle with the supermarkets, but did any of the punches thrown actually land on Woolworths, do you reckon?
Oh, look, it was good theatre. Two bulls in the top paddock yelling at each other and a bit of a power struggle. But there was no solutions offered today. It was just more of the same. The Nick McKim suggested that the supermarkets are profiteering. The supermarkets hit back and said, no, we're not. You know, our net profit margin's 3% or less. We heard the same old stuff about land banking and competition levels. I'm just not entirely sure where this is going in terms of actually bringing down grocery prices.
And we heard the Green Senator as well, Nick McKim, threatening outgoing Woolworths boss Brad Banducci with jail time. Was that ever really on the cards?
Well, look, I guess it's a possibility. Banducci, I think, you know, he's going in September, handing over to Amanda Bardwell. So he was willing to sacrifice himself here a bit. He was willing to take the punches from the Senate committee.
Because he turned up solo without any of his executives sitting by his side.
Exactly. So it was all on his shoulders. I think he was happy to sort of jump on the grenade here. And in that case, he was happy to be a bit obstinate, a bit stubborn and have the fight with McKim. But look, it was all pretty unedifying. And I'm not sure whether we had got a lot of answers, really, in the end. It was more about the theatre.
So the shoppers are the ones who lose out. But did the Greens, do they have a point about how the profits and returns for the supermarkets should be measured? Should we be looking at return on equity? Is that the measure?
The supermarkets say no. Return on equity doesn't capture what's happening in the business at the moment. The best way to do that is return on invested capital. That's what you get back for the dollar you put in, whereas return on equity measures the historical asset base or the equity build in the company over a long time. And they're right, the return on equity isn't the preferred method of measuring profit as it is in the banking sector, for example, where it's commonly used. So everyone's got a point. The supermarkets, they're doing fine. But they're not. But I think, have we proved that they're price gouging or profiteering? I'm not sure we've made that out yet.
Because if you compare the return on equity of the supermarkets of Woolworths to other companies, BHP, for example, even CSL, Cochlear, Rio Tinto, they're up there as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I guess the difference with a bank, which is what Senator McKim tried to bring it back to, is that a bank needs to hold equity. It's required to hold equity against all its loans. So, of course, it's going to have a lower return on equity because it's holding more equity. Whereas
it's legislated, it's required to.
Exactly. So the comparison was a bit spurious. Banducci was in his rights to bat it back at McKim. But I'm not sure at the end of the day whether we actually got anywhere for all that drama.
And it sounds like Coles sort of things calmed down once Coles fronted. They didn't cop the same whack.
No, and Coles CEO Leah Weckert had the advantage of going second, so she knew what the questions were. She was able to very calmly say, well, yes, our return on equity is 31%, but for all the issues mentioned previously, it's not the best measure, and we think this is the best measure. It was a much calmer session. It took a bit of the heat out of McKim, I think, which wasn't a bad thing. But yes, it was one of those... it was one of those instances where sometimes it's good to go second.
Yeah, so a lot of theatre, not many answers. James, always good to read your columns and always good to have you on your show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
James Thompson there with Chanticleer, the columnist for the Australian Financial Review.